Could we just talk about the Banduras as well? Because I understand that your husband was one of the only people in England that could make the Bandura harps.
Yes, it's a beautiful instrument there.
And he made them in the house that you lived in Painswick Road.
Yeah, I used to have a little garage and I used to work in there. We just kept in work every day. Boop, 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 boop. I say, coming home. And I'm ready for you. So I say, go back to sleep in there, not come in here. No, he's a mega level instrument in music. It's a really, really beautiful to see.
And he could play it.
Play it, learn all lot of children bought in a club in Asia, send a lot in America.
And can you describe the instrument for me? Because I've never seen one. What does it look like?
Like harp. You know, the harp is going that one. A bandura gone that one. It's got the hand and gold like that. And then over there, you play this way, like that. Like that, with your finger, like that, with your finger in the top, you play that way. That way it's gone. It's a lovely instrument in music, I tell you.
And how long would it take him to make one of those things?
Maybe a year, or maybe more.
A year?
Yeah, because do it all by hand. Every piece of string, you go on the string like that, put in a special key, to go up like that. One key, to turn your string, run. And see after the tuning, this is already go special machine thing to tune one string. And you just tune it like a guitar. You tune a guitar like the same thing in that one.
And what would he sell these things?
Yeah, sell a lot in America.
Brilliant.
I go a nice big picture home. All the people who play bandura, all the banduristas play bandura, easy mega, in a big picture. I go to home, and it's a big photograph.
That's beautiful. I'd love to see that photograph.
All right, welcome.